This is Michael Off welcoming you to this presentation. We're going to find out what's going on at the Indiana State Library and the Talking Book Services and new stuff coming down the line. Joining us today is Laura Williams, their director. Thank you.
Hi, okay, Laura. Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to speak at the conference today. My name is Laura Williams. I am the regional librarian of the Indiana Talking Book and Braille Library. I have been with the library for 9 years. Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of the Talking Book program in Indiana. And I'm also going to tell you about how the service is working today. And hopefully we should have time for questions at the end. The idea of a national library service for the blind was first developed in 1897 by the Librarian of Congress. He created a Braille reading room containing 500 items, including books and music scores. The state library was far behind in developing a library collection for the blind. In 1905, ISL began mailing embossed books to blind residents throughout the state. At the time, the library's collection consisted of 300 volumes, 200 of which had been donated by blind people throughout the state who were eager to establish a library. This original collection of books began circulating on October 1st of 1905. One day a month, books were sent. One day a month, books were sent to patrons throughout the state by the loan division of the library. The collection was slow to grow at this time, as Braille was not yet the standard method of embossed print. It was mostly able to grow through gifts and hand transcribing projects undertaken by volunteers such as the Junior League. In 1931, President Herbert Hoover signed the Pratt-Smoot Act, which established a library program for blind adults administered by the Library of Congress. They started out with just 15 Braille titles, the first of which was Woodrow Wilson's biography of George Washington. 18 libraries were also initially selected to serve as regional libraries to better serve people throughout the country. In 1934, thanks in large part to the existing program we were offering and support around the state, the program had, the Indiana State Library was selected to join the National Library Service as a regional library. The following year, 27 book titles, including the four Christian Gospels, historical documents, and a variety of Shakespeare's works, were made available on Long Plain Records. Patrons wishing to listen to these titles needed to buy their own phonograph. Records in various forms would continue to be used for more than 50 years. The National Library Service has expanded service to children in 1952 and people with physical disabilities in 1966. Talking books have moved from records to flexible discs to cassettes and now to digital books and downloads. But the mission and goals of the programs have remained the same: to provide library materials to those people unable to use standard printed materials. In 2019, NLS was renamed the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. Now I'm going to tell you about the services we offer today. TBBL provides free library service to residents of Indiana who cannot use standard printed materials due to a visual, physical, or reading disability. Patrons may borrow Braille books, digital audio books, large print books, audio magazines, and special playback equipment from the library. Materials will be mailed directly to patrons' homes at no cost via the United States Postal Service. Braille and audiobooks are also available to download from the BARD website or through the BARD mobile app. If you wish to obtain an application for the program, please contact us via giving us a call at 800-622-4970. Visit our website or send us an email. Each application will need to be signed by someone that could certify that a person qualifies for the program, such as a primary care physician, an eye doctor, a nurse, a social worker, or a reading specialist. An application can be returned to the library by mail, email, or fax. We will process it as soon as we receive it. We will give each new patron a call to make sure they understand how the program works, and we'll send them a welcome packet. Our services include, we now have over 100,000 digital audiobook titles to borrow or download, over 22,000 Braille book titles, and then over 16,000 Braille titles available for download through BARD, and around 16,000 large print titles. We offer reader advisory service. You can call and talk to any of us if you want to request books or magazines, if you want information about titles, subjects, or authors, if you want to read a particular book series in order, if you have questions about downloading, if you have questions about ordering books online, if you stop receiving materials for any reason, if you need instructions on how to use your player, if your player does not work properly, or if it's lost or stolen, if your name, address, phone number, or email address changes, if you want to have your service put on hold, if you have materials and equipment you are not using, or if you wish to discontinue the service. The Barge service, you have access to over 100,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, music scores, and web braille titles. To download books on a computer, you'll need access to the internet, a valid email address, and basic knowledge of downloading items from the internet, such as unzipping files and transferring them to a flash drive. Patrons with a Windows computer can download a desktop application called Bard Express, which simplifies this process quite a bit. Bard Express is particularly recommended for patrons using screen reader software. To register for Bard Access, visit nls.loc.gov. Once there, you can select the link that says Bard Application Instructions. You will then select that link. To select the link to Bard Application for Individuals, select IN1A as your home library and fill in and submit that application and await approval. And as soon as we approve it, you can begin downloading books. Books can be played on your NLS player using a standard flash drive, but of course you can also download the Bard mobile app on any iOS or Android device and download and listen to Bard directly from that device. We offer youth services. We have audio print and braille material for children of all ages. Every summer, we host a summer reading program for patrons from the ages of 4 to 18. We publish a newsletter 3 times per year called Indiana Insights, which provides updates about new services, changes in services, upcoming events, and it is available in large print or braille, on a digital cartridge, on our website, or by email. We also have the Indiana Voices program, which is a local recording program for books of interest to Indiana residents. Books about Indiana and by Indiana authors are recorded that otherwise would not be available to patrons. To sign up to receive books from this program, please contact us. Recording for the Indiana Voices program is currently on pause due to our staffing changes, but we hope to resume hopefully before the end of the year. We also have the Magazine on Cartridge program, which is a magazine subscription program run through the National Library Service, which all active patrons are eligible to receive. There are currently around 40 to 45 digital magazines offered. You'll receive a single cartridge with all of your magazine subscriptions, weekly, monthly, or as new magazines are available. It's important to return your magazines in a timely manner, because if you get too many overdue, they will jeopardize your standing in the Magazine on Cartridge program. All the magazines available through this program are also available to download from Bard. Magazines are sent to patrons on a light blue cartridge and a red mailing container, which has a distinctive embossed logo. The magazines are sent I'm not sure where they're going to be sent from, but they're sent from currently from the National Audio Company in Missouri and should be returned there using that mailing card. We also offer Newsline, which I'm sure most of you are very familiar with, so I'm not going to belabor the details here, but we do offer it, a free audio news service for anyone who is blind, low vision, deafblind, or otherwise print disabled, and it offers access to more than 500 publications, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more. And currently, there are 16 Indiana newspapers available on Newsline. We also offer musical instructional materials and scores. Patrons may access the NLS music collection of Braille large print and recorded instrumental materials about music and musicians. They may also obtain subscriptions to magazines produced in audio, braille, and large print about music. Again, all postage free, and many of these materials are available to download via Bard. All the music materials are circulated directly from DC rather than from the Indiana Talking Books. And in order to receive those materials, you communicate directly with them. Now I'm going to talk about some of our news, our recent developments. Last month, we started a dedicated Facebook page. Search it by typing in Indiana TBBL. It's the website is www.facebook.com/IndianaTBBL. Check in frequently. We update it with upcoming events, book recommendations, facts about the library, and more. We have in the last year completely transitioned to a duplication on demand service model. We began that began it last fall and completed it in March of 2021. The new service, the same player, the same cartridges, but now each cartridge can be customized for you with multiple books on each one, up to 10 books per cartridge. Your cartridges continue to come in the same type of container, but the mail card is now foldable and contains a list of books on the cartridge. When you are ready to return a cartridge, you can throw away the mail card and book list. There's an address sticker on each container that's going to get your book back to us. There are many benefits to this change. Our collection used to contain thousands of older titles that were only available to download, or we'd have to order them from out of state. Those books are now as readily available to you as new books. In addition, you'll have access to new books faster, and you'll never have to be on a wait list for a popular title. Also, this will help with slower mail time since you'll be able to have more books at once. To access the titles in your cartridge, you can use the player's bookshelf mode or the sequential play features, and those instructions are going to be included at the beginning of each cartridge. But you can always give us a call if you need more assistance. I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard rumors or talk of the refreshable Braille displays or e-readers. In 2016, an amendment to the Pratt-Smoot Act allowed NLS to provide playback equipment in all formats, which allowed them to begin developing the refreshable Braille display. In 2020, pilot testing began. This fulfilled NLS had a longtime goal of providing a device to patrons who read Braille but can't afford the expensive commercial refreshable Braille displays. There are two different types of e-readers. There's one produced by Humanware and the other by ZoomMax. We don't know which one Indiana will be getting yet. We do anticipate receiving them sometime in 2022. Patrons will be able to download e-Braille files directly to their reader, but we will also be able to download files onto cartridges and mail them to patrons. There'll be a slot in the e-reader into which a patron can insert a cartridge. Once we receive our allotment of players, we will be calling each of our Braille patrons to further explain the program. And we also are getting a big increase in foreign language materials. In 2019, the U.S. became a party to the Marrakesh Treaty, which Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons that are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. And that facilitates the cross-border exchange of books in accessible formats and expands the number of foreign language books available to NLS patrons. Because of the increase in foreign language materials, the BARD website now allows users to select their preferred language and to search by that language. NLS has also launched a new online publication called Foreign Language Quarterly that will be posted on the NLS website every 3 months. And it will feature a selection of the most popular foreign language titles recently added to the collection. All right, that about wraps things up. If anyone has any questions.
Yep, questions, please raise your hand. So, okay, let's see who we have here. In the meantime, do we know when these refreshable Braille readers might come to Indiana? I realize it's kind of a state-by-state thing. But
it's state-by-state. It depends on, like, NLS will get, like, a couple thousand and then have to figure out how to distribute them. We only have, I believe, 173 active Braille readers, so I don't think we're going to be a big strain on the system. So I'm hoping we can get them, you know, sometime soon into 2022, but you never know.
All right, Mr. Ron Brown has a question. Okay, well, we're waiting on Ron there. Tammy, do you have a question?
I do. It's a quick one. I just wanted to know if you are a Braille reader, can you get on a list to receive the e-readers?
Not yet. We are just, there are few enough Braille readers that we are, I'm just planning on calling everyone when this happens. And once we know our allotment, and then we'll send them to you as soon as possible.
Okay, Ron, are you available, sir?
Thank you. Yes. Hi. Hi, Laura. This is Ron Brown, State President here in Indiana for the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you for participating in our state convention. My question to you is about Newsline and about our collaboration with the library and Newsline. We would like to, first of all, we would like to make sure that our collaboration with you guys is so very important. And I was going to ask you, is there any way that we can send information out to your patrons through the library about Newsline? I think it's very important that we, that, you know, the services of Newsline is free to those patrons. Because the state legislators, you know, gave us the opportunity to have it. And I think we would reach a wider participation just by going through the library's patronage list. Can you comment anything about that?
That would be certainly something that we could discuss in the future. Yes.
Okay. Because, it's really, really important that we get, as you know, we have over 300 publications and all kinds of magazines for the patrons to use. And we would really love to at least put a blurb in your circulars to going out to the patrons. That would be great.
Well, I am always looking for newsletter content. So
excellent.
Anyone else with a question, please raise your hand. And in that meantime, I'm going to ask you, Laura, there was where are things they were talking about actually coming out with some kind of electronic reader that would either download over the internet, maybe use or have voice capabilities like.
Yes, that's Amazon, it's still in process. You know, I wouldn't want to give a date, but I believe they're going to start piloting them, which is not happening in Indiana, but they are going to start piloting them sometime, hopefully in 2022. But I never want to give dates for the federal government. But that is definitely something in the works, and it would have that capability.
All right. Anyone else want to raise your hand? I'm surprised. Normally, library presentations bring out a lot of folks, a lot of hands. But you did such a great job explaining everything. Oh, there they go. There they go. All right. Our national representative, Denise Avant, has a question.
Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to ask my question. I'm not from Indiana, but this might apply to people across the country. One thing I would like to know is if there is a possibility where you might allow or NLS might allow people to have their books across devices, since many blind people own both maybe an iPhone and an iPad, or is also having books, you know, using the Amazon Alexa, is that a possibility?
Yes, those are both things that I know they're working on. I know it's an issue because you can't transfer your books from one to the other. The goal with Bard, I think, is to eventually get it streaming for one thing. So you'd have that capability. And secondly, yes, like that is one of the things they're developing, is the ability to have it between like cross devices. I know they are working on the smart speaker capability, but I don't have a timeline for anything.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, if not, maybe just give the contact information again, or the website and phone number, email address, so folks can reach out to you.
Yeah, we are at 800-622-4970 or 317-232-3684. Our website is, I always just tell people to go to the Indiana State Library website and navigate from there. But it's the, let me get the right one here. The email is lbph@library.in.gov. I believe tbbl@library.in.gov also works just fine.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your support of Newsline and all the services that you offer. Thank you.
You're welcome.